the whole Naf Kuf Dalet. Again, the Shaila was about Havdalah, how many brachas do you have to say? How many Havdalahs do you have to say? So the last Gemara was, he said, oh, Amar Boishiyam, Ha-Poiches La-Yivchas Megimel. The least amount to say is only three. The Ha-Moisif La-Yosef Ha-Zayin. You can't say more than seven different Havdalahs. That's what he said over. Amar Lais, he answered back to him, V'Hamar La-Tlasam, oh, you're not saying three and you're not saying seven. Because the Kashrut, you're saying four. Omla, he answered back, Ivram. That's not really called the fourth Havdalah. Really, I'm only saying three Havdalahs. Now, the fourth one is a new thing. You have to have Me'ein HaChsima before you make the Chsima. As he said, Hamavdu ben Kodesh Lachor, that's one. Ben Oro Lachoshech, that's two. Ben Yisro Lamim, that's three. So those are three Havdalahs, he said. Then at the end he said, like we say, Ben Yom HaShvili Sheshe Shemei Amasem, that's not a fourth Havdalah. That's just that near the Chsima, you should have Me'ein HaChsima. Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Hamavdu, when you make Havdalah, Tzorach Sheyoyma Me'ein HaChsima Samach L'Chsimosein. Before you went off, like we're saying, Ben Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Choyol, you have to say something also like that. So that's what he said. Ben Yisro Lamin, Ben Yom HaShvili Sheshe Shemei Amasem, that's like Ben Kodesh L'Choyol. So this last one of Ben Yom HaShvili Sheshe Shemei Amasem, it's not a real Havdalah. That's only should be like the Chsima. But really the Havdalahs, he said, was the least amount, three, so it's all right. Pumbadisoi, Amri, and Pumbadisa, they used to say, Me'ein Psichosan. You have to, Samach L'Chsimosan. Right before you end the bracha, you have to say something like, you started off. For the Gemara ben Mai ben Ayu, what's the difference? Because here, when you're saying, Ben Yom HaShvili Sheshe Shemei Amaseh, that's both. That's like the Chsima, it's like the beginning. Because the beginning we say, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Tachol. That's the beginning of Havdalah. And the last brach we also say, Baruch Hashem Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Tachol. So what's the difference if it has to be something like the beginning or something like the Chsima? It's the exact same thing. So what's the difference between we have Yudah Mashmuel and Pumbadisa? So Moran says, Ikabenayu, Yomtiv Shechal Liyar Sachra Shabbos. Nafkimina, when Moitsoi Shabbos is the Yomtiv. Then the Chasmina and Ben Kodesh Lekodesh. When Moitsoi Shabbos is the Yomtiv, the Avdolu we end off, Borchato Hashem Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Lekodesh. That's a Nafkimina. Man the Yom, Miein Psichoson, Somach Lechsimoson, according to Pumbadisa. That they hold that right before you end Havdalah, you have to say something like you started out. Is Menoloi Boy Lememu, you would not have to say, Ben Kedusha Shabbos, Le Kedusha Siyamtiv Hivdalto. You would not have to say this right before the end, because you don't have to end off something not like the last Brocham, you have to end off something like the beginning. So since the beginning is Hamavdu Ben Kedush Tachayom, so then it's enough to end off also, and not to say this last part of the Brocham. He's a boy in the memory. You don't have to say, Ben Kedusha Shabbos, Ben Kedusha Yomtiv Hivdalto. You do not have to end off with this. But according to Yudah Mashmuel, that the man the Yoma, Me'ein Chasimoson, Somach Lechasimoson, right before you end Havdalah, you have to say something like the last bracha is, then boy in the memory, Ben Kedusha Shabbos, Ben Kedusha Yomtiv Hivdalto. You would have to say this part right before the end of the Havdalah. Because on Moitsoi Shabbat at the Yomtiv, we end off Berachot Hashem Amavdu Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. So right before that also you have to say something about Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. So you'll also have to say this last memory of Kedusha Shabbat, Kedusha Yomtiv Hivdalto. You would have to say it. But according to Pumbadisa, you would not have to say it. Yeah. This is really what we're holding now. Well, Gufa. Omar Rabbi Lozer, Omar Rabbi Ishiya. Ha Poiches La Yivches Misholish. When you make an Havdalah, regular Mitzvah Shabbos, you should never say less than these three different Havdalahs. Like we always say, you have to at least say Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Lechoyol, that's one Havdalah, Ben Or Lechoyshech, Ben Yisro Lewamim. At least these three things you have to say. The Hamoisiv, if somebody wants to say more than this, Lo Yosef Al Sheva. The most you have to say is seven Havdalahs. That's the most you can say. That's what he said. For the Mora Meisiv, I have a kash on you. Oimer is a Seftin Brochus that says, Oimer Havdolois for Moitsoi Shabbosis. We make Havdol on a regular Moitsoi Shabbos. Over Moitsoi Yomim Toivim. After a Yom Tif, also we make Havdolom. Over Moitsoi Yom Kippurim. After Yom Kippur, also we make Havdolom. Over Moitsoi Shabbos Li Yom Tif. when a Moitzoy Shabbos comes out that is a Yom Tif, still we make Havdolah. Now, over Moitzoy Yom Tif L'Chol HaShemoyed, it's the end of the first Yom Tif, first day Pesach, that goes into Chol HaMoyed, also we have to make Havdolah. Avoloi B'Moitzoy Yom Tif L'Shabbos. This is the only time, no. If Friday was Yom Tif, and then comes Shabbos, so Friday night at the end of Yom Tif, you do not have to make Havdolah. Even though let's say Yom Tif was, when it was Thursday and Friday, and the Chura Friday night is Moitzoy Yom Tif, but since it comes into Shabbos, Shabbos is so much more Kaddish, we don't have to make Havdolah. That's what the Brice, the Tosefta says. These are the different days when we do say Havdolah. Now the Tosefta says, HaRogel Oymer Harbi. Whoever's Rogel is used to saying a lot Havdolahs, Sagrashi means Shaboki Ben. If a person is a Boki, he knows all the seven Havdolahs, let him say all seven. The Shaina Rogel, someone that's not a Boki, does not know how to make Havdolah, Oymer Achas. All he has to do is just say one Havdolah, just say Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Or just say Benor L'Choshech in between, that's enough. So Rashbam, Oymer Rachas, Kasha L'Rab Lezer, the Yom L'Yivchas Misholish. He says you can't say less than three. And here it says if somebody is not a Boki, it's enough to say just one. Samdigmora Enech Nami, it's a Machoikis Tanoim. Samdigmora True Tanoi, Ateid is a Machoikis Tanoim. If you're allowed to say less than three half dollars or not. The Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Benon Shal Kedoshim, Oimer, that Rabbi Yochanan said that this is Tanoim, Benon Shal Kedoshim. That they used to Oimer Achas, they used to just say one half dollar, that's all. Benon Gulom, but what's the meaning of the Orlam? What do we do? Loimer Sholish, that we say three. So Rashi says, Hochigasinim, Rashbam, Tanoihi, the Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Benon Shal Kedoshim, Vahainu Tanoi, Benon Shal Kedoshim Shutana. This Noshless Lo, soon see why we call them that way. But Benon Shokodosh, he was the son of a Kodosh, which was a Tana. Then he said, what, you're allowed to say just one half dollar if you want. But Benogu Om, what does that mean, Rashi? Tanoim. Shoye Biyom of Nechluku Olov. The other Tanoim argued on him. This is another Tana that says you have to at least have three half dollars, like we say. Then Kodesh L'Choyel, Benor L'Choshev, and Yisrael Amim. At least these three you have to have. So the Mara now, Man Ninu Benon Shal Kedoshim, who is this Tana that's the son of a Kodesh? Rabbi Menachem Rab Simoi. That was his name, Rabbi Menachem. V'yamai Korolei Benon Shal Kedoshim, why was he called the son of a Kodesh? T'lo Yestakel B'Tzurta D'Zuza. He never even looked at the picture on a coin. He never looked at pictures, even the picture on the coin. Drashi, Rab Nachim, Rab Simoi, V'yarminu, M'sechta, Avoyde Zohar, Perkev Yishmoyom, Amai Korolei Benon Shal Kedoshim, His Mashma, the Rashbam, did not have the Gius in our Gemara. We have it in our Gemara right here. Vice of the Rashbam didn't have the Gius in our Gemara, so we have explained it. It's another Gemara brought down in Avoyde Zohar that says, why are they called Benon Shal Kedoshim? M'shem lo yastaka b'tzurta d'zuza. They didn't even look at a picture on the Zuz. So it's a question, if it's talking about pictures that look like Avoyde Zohar, then Pshita didn't look, you're not allowed to look at an Avodah Zorah. So some say it wasn't really an Isser. It wasn't like a Daimah to Avodah Zorah. So it was Tam and Mini Kedoshim not to look at these pictures. And they were Kaddish, they didn't look at them. So that's why they're called Benon Shal Kedoshim. So Tosis learns, our Rebbe Nachim Koy is going on Rebbe Nachim. The Yom HaMoed Kodin Perak Vasek, Yigon Nicha Nashad Rebbe Nachim, and Rebbe Simoy, is Tane Kol Sumer. Is that what we say, really, Reb Nachim, he was the one that was Kaddish here. Why do we call him Benon Shal Kedoshim, the son of a Kaddish? Because his father was also a Kaddish. So he gave the credit to his father. But really, he himself, Reb Nachim, was also a Kaddish. But I call part of this is the Machlokes Tanoim, when you make Havdolah, is it enough just to say one Havdolah, then Kaddish L'Chol, or do you have to at least say three Havdolahs? So the Mara Sholach Lei Rav Shmuel Bar Idi. So Chananya Achi Yomer Achas. So Rav Shmuel sent over a message to tell us that Chananya says all you have to just say is one Avdolah. So the Gemara Valesuch Asekavosei. We don't pass like him though. Like we had before, at least three or the most is seven. Omer Rav Yishuv Levi. Ha Mavdil, somebody makes Avdolah. Sorech She Yomer. You have to say Mi'ein Avdolah Samuras Patera. You have to say all the different types of Havdolahs that we find in the Torah.
like Ben Kodesh Lechoyl, Ben Or Lechoshech, Ben Yisro Lamim. Any time in the Torah we see it said a lashon of Havdolah, dividing, we have to mention that when we say Havdolah. Trashi Yamurus B'Torah, who going Hanat L'Kamam, we'll soon explain which ones. Meisvei, have a kash on him, on Yabishua Ben Levi. Meisvei, Seder Havdolah. What's the Seder? How do we make Havdolah? Heich Oimer, we say Hamavdo Ben Kodesh Lechoyl, Ben Or Lechoshech, Ben Yisroel Oamim, that's three Havdolahs. Ben Yoim HaShvila Shesh HaShemei HaMasa, the Chura Sfuah. Ben Tomei LeTohor, Ben Hayam LeCharova, between the water and the dry lands. Ben Mayim HaYoinim LeMayim HaTachtoinim. Ben Kahanim LeLuvim, VeYisraelim. VeChoysim, and we end off, V'Sei DeBreshis. We end off, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made Shesh HaShemei Breshis. VeYacherim Marmim, some say, VeYoytza Breshis. We end off, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created like the world at the beginning, not like we do. That's the way they used to make Havdolah. They ended off that Hashem created the world. So Rashbam says, Seder Havdolahs. Hainu Sheva Havdolahs. This is the seven different types of Havdolahs that we learned before. That the most you say is seven. Avagav Dikishman, even though here we have eight. So the Rashbam, Ben Yoim HaShvi L'Shesh HaShemei HaMasa Loi Choshev, the Mien Chasimhi. That's not one of the Havdolahs. That's just stuff that right before the bracha, you have to have Mein the Chasimah. So we say, when you're Mashvila Shesh Yemehamatzah. Because even though we're ending off now with Maisa Breshis, this is also Mein Maisa Breshis. That Shesh Yemehamatzah, the 6 days that Kosh Baruch created the world. V'choysim Mesei De Breshis, Baruch Asoy De Breshis. That's the way the Nusach was. Baruch Hashem created, made the Seder of Breshis. Shebemoitzoy Shabbos Hiskla Kosh Baruch Hu L'sada Maisa Breshis. First there were 6 days of creation, and then there was a Shabbos, and now Mitzvah Shabbos, that's the first time when it started over again, the Shesh Shemei Breshis. By all of these in the Torah, it says a Lashon, Ola Havdil, Bein HaKodesh Bein HaChol, O Bein HaTomi O Bein HaTor, Vayavdil Olekim Bein Or Bein HaChoshech, Vayavdil Bein HaMayim, V'Goymer, all these things it says in the Torah, Havdolah. V'Avdil Eschem and Amim, it says, Avol Havdolah the Shabbos Loiksiva. That we say ben yom hashvi lemeshesh shemay ma'isa, that's me'ain chesim lechashiva. For that you don't need havdolah in the Torah. For lab minyanu, that's not one part of the minions. Va'ida lechashav lelepsoif mishum legabi sholosh ketonilo. Tichilo yoved el sholosh havdolahs kamo lo v'som lechesima. But it's not one of the actual chesimas. For the Gemara Kasha now. Va'ida Reb Yosi Reb Yehudu oimer choisim mekadnes Yisrael. How do you end off Havdolah? You say Mekadesh Yisrael. This is what this was the nusach of the Seder Havdolahs. Now the kasha is v'yim isa. If you hold like you want to say Yeshua ben Levi, that Havdolah you only have to say the Havdolahs that say in the Torah. You have to find someplace in the Torah that it said a lashon of Havdolah dividing. Then you can say that in this Havdolahs. So the question is, Hodein Hayom Lecharov Loiksiva BeHavdolah. In the Torah, it never says Lashon Havdolah Hashem separated between the Yam, the waters, and the Charoveh. Doesn't say such a Lashon like that. So how come we say that in the Havdolah? So Gemara answers Einachanami. Sami Mikan, take out this one. Bein Hayom L'Charoveh. That doesn't belong here. We don't say that during Havdolah. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Bein Yoim HaShvi L'Shesh HaShemei HaMasa Nami Mi'ein Chasimhu. This also should not be included in the seven Havdolahs. Because we say this, because this has to be Me'ein, the Chesimah, something like the last bracha we're going to say. So for the Gemara, B'zoi Botzachoder, you only have six then. We only had seven with the Yam and the Charova. We're taking that out, so we're only left with a regular six. So how do you have the seven Havdolahs? For Lekha Sheva. Have the Gemara, Amri, Kahanim, Leviim, V'Yisraelim, Shrei Milaninu. I tell you, the Havdolah between a Kohen and a Levi, that's one Havdolah. And there's another Havdolah between a Levi and a Yisrael. So these are two separate Havdolahs. Therefore we have seven. So tomorrow, they Leviim l'Yisraelim, not that there's a Havdolah, or even a Lashon in Tanakh, or in the Chumash, between the Levi and Yisrael, there's still the Pasuk says, V'eisahi, Hivdil Hashem Meshevet HaLevi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out Shevet Levi from the rest of Klal Yisrael. So we see it's Lashon Hivdil Hashem separated Shevet Levi from Klal Yisrael. What about Bein HaKohen LeLeviim? Where do we see in the Psukim that is called the Lashon Havdolah separation between a Kohen and a Levi? The Asir, the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim says, Bnei Amram was Aaron u'Moshe. Then it says, Vayibodel Aaron lahagdishoi kodesh kedoshim. That Aaron, he was the Kohen, he was separated from the rest of the Leviim. So we see this called a separate Havdalah between a Levi and a Kohen. That's why you have the seven Havdalahs. So Rashi says, V'enkanim v'ghanim v'levim u'yisraelim kasinim. So the Mara, Chosim, yeah. Michta my Chosim, how do we make the Chosim, how do we end off the Havdalah? Is Rav Oma Mekadesh Yisrael. You say Mekadesh Yisrael, so to Rashbam, what does it mean Mekadesh Yisrael? Mikol Elomai, from the whole world Hashem made holy Kla Yisrael. She Yotzar, from the whole world that Hashem created, Lekidesh Elo Yisrael. Well, if we peer is there, Shaykhi Chasim Azubu Meitzoy Shabbos. That's why it's possible on the Tzoy Shabbos. It also has to do with Kedusha, that we're making Havdalah. We're making Havdalah separation, that Hashem chose Kla Yisrael from the rest of the world. Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says, how do we end off? Hamavdo ben Kodesh Lechol. The way we do, Shmuel says, Hamavdo ben Kodesh Lechol. Now the question is, where does Shmuel get a shita from? Before we had a whole bunch of Tanoim, everybody says you end off something else. They said, Maiseh Bereishis, Seid Bereishis, Kodesh Yisrael. Where does Shmuel get to say, the right to say a new shita, Hamavdo ben Kodesh Lechol? So Rashbam explains that Shmuel lama mavdo bekodesh lechol. Rashbam says Shmuel lo yisviru like lechol hanach tanoi. Shmuel does not hold like any of the tanoim we had before. Ela k'rabbonin sviru le yos like the rabbonin of mesech techulin that nan beser perkam of the chulin ka beyom tiv shechal lias b'motzoy Shabbos. There it's a machlokes when yom tiv comes out on motzoy Shabbos. Ketzad mavdil. How do we make havdalah then? So one man the yomer says we say ben kodesh lechol. That's one man the yomer. Ramina be Gemara, Heichi Yomul, how could you say Lach Brochom? Heichi Yomul, how do we say the Brochom? Ben Kodesh LeKodesh, that's what we say. And Omer Rav Yehuda bechasima. Heis dechasima, you have to say Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. Rav Shisha Bred, Rav Yehuda Yoma, bevipschoi, you say that at the beginning. And the other Gemara says, Vlatilchos HaKavosei, Elik Rav Yehuda. The Gemara there in Chulin says, we hold like Rav Yehuda. That what the chasima is, Umida Hosam, the Moitsoi Shabbos Liyomtiv, Chasmino and Ben Kodesh Lakodesh. By a Yomtiv that comes out of Moitsoi Shabbos, the Gemara there comes out, what's the last Brochum? We say Brochum to Hashem Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Lakodesh. So Yef Rashbam says, if you do that on a Yomtiv that's Moitsoi Shabbos, Hocha by Moitsoi Shabbos Lachol, or is there in a regular Moitsoi Shabbos, that the next day is Chol, Chasmina and Ben Kodesh Lechol, it's a Svar, it should also make the same type of a Brocha. Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Lechol. Just like when Moitzoi Shabbos is Yomtiv, you say Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Lechol, you talk about the Kedushas, who are then on a regular Moitzoi Shabbos also talk about the Kedushas, and say you be Mavdu now Ben Kedusha Lechol, Ben Kodesh Lechol. Kach Nira Beinai. That's where Shpam learns, that's Pshan Shmuel. Dilei Temelhoch, if you're not going to say like this, Shmuel Yom Kaman. How could Shmuel Shmuel go like? Like Shmuel can't say a new shita against all the Tanoim he had. And we paskin like Shmuel. So be a bit some mud, and how can we paskin like a Yochid connected all the Tanoim? So therefore Rashbam says it's not shver. Shmuel goes like a Chachomim in the Masechta Chulin that hold that when Moitzoi Shabbos is a Yomtiv, the Nusach of the Abdullah is Hamakam Avdo Ben Kodesh LaKodesh. Therefore, when it comes out to be in a Choyom, we say Ham Avdo Ben Kodesh LaKoyom. That's what Shmuel said. So the moral layit olei abaya, v'itayme Rav Yosef, ahod the Rav, he argued on Rav, that Rav says, Rav Mekadesh Yisrael, he was like, he cursed it, he didn't like that. He didn't like to say Mekadesh Yisrael. So the moral tono mishmed Rav Yishua ben Chananya, kol ha'choysim Mekadesh Yisrael, v'hamavdu ben Kodesh Lechoyol, is marich lo yomu b'shnoysef. He holds it's a very good thing to do. Do like Rav and Shmuel together. Make the chesim at the end of Havdalah, make both brachas like. Baruch atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'yamavdu Mekadesh Lechol. That's what Yehoshua ben Chananya held. Do like both Rav and Shmuel. And that's a good thing to have a long life. And the Gemara says, though, you should know, V'lehsichol sekabosayim. But we don't paskin like that. You can't do two brachas. And the Rashbam says, V'lehsichol sekabosayim, Kri Yehoshua ben Chananya, we can't hold the Yehoshua ben Chananya, V'fishen chos min v'shtayim. That's a cloud. We don't end off in one bracha and say two different inyonim. The perek shlesha shochlu. Ela kishmuel the yomad light lo the rav. But rather we hold like kishmuel and not like rav. Because on rav, Abaye gave a curse to. So therefore, you can't do like both of them together. So which one should we do? It's better to do like shmuel. That's the halacha.
So we only say Hamavdul ben Kodesh Lechol. We don't say Mekadesh Yisrael and Hamavdul. At the end of the Gemara Bracha, the Shala, how do you end off the Bracha by Brichas Hamazon? So we say two things are just Bernie Rishlayim. So there, one man Yama says, mention two different Inyonim in the same Bracha. And the Gemara there says, no, we can't say two different Inyonim in one Bracha. Here also, we can only say Hamavdul ben Kodesh Lechol. We can't say Mekadesh Yisrael and Vi Hamavdul. We can't say two things in the same Bracha. So the Gemara, Ula ikloy le Pumpadisa. Ula went to visit the Pumpadisa. Omalei Rav Yehuda le Rav Yitzchak Rei. So Rav Yehuda, who was living in Pumpadisa, told his son Rav Yitzchak, go zil amtile, go give kilkola de peri. Like, go give Ula, he's a guest now in our town, go to the house where he's staying and give him a present. Give him a basket full of peris. What's the purpose? The kedei will be able to go into him, and stay there, make sure you see the way he makes Avdolah. So I'm not sure if he meant to say go on Shabbos itself, or how can he carry, unless they had an Erev there in the city. So he told him, go take the Paris now and give it to him, my feet for Shalosh Hurdis, let him have enough from it on Shabbos, and stay there ready and wait until the end of Shabbos, and see the way Ula makes Avdolah. So the kids of Rav Yehuda wanted to know, how does Ula make Avdolah, what's his Nusach of Avdolah? So Rashbam says, Zilamti Lei, Ula, go to Ula. Have this trick, like go ahead and give him a present, give him some apple, a basket full of pears, and once you're there ready, stay till you see the way it makes Avdolah. So Ozal Shodal Zamor Loyozal. So his son Rav Yitzchak didn't go. He himself didn't go. Is Shodalel Abayi. Instead of Rav Yitzchak going, he sent his friend Abayi to go. Is Kiyos Abayi, when Abayi went there, till when he came back, Omalei Hechi Yomar. So when Abaye came back, Rav Yitzchak, the one that was supposed to go, asked Abaye, how did Ula say Avdolah? Omalei, so Abaye told him, Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh Lechol. That's the way Ula made Avdolah, the way we do it. No, no, forget, not like us. Omalei, Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh Lechol, Omar, Vesuloi. That's all that he said. He didn't say anything else, that was his whole Avdolah. He just said one Baruch, like Baruch HaTo Hashem, HaMavdu Ben Kodesh Lechol. That was the whole Avdolah. Vesuloi, nothing more. That's what Ula did. Now, now Rabbi Yitzchak went to his father Rabbi Yehuda. Omalei, so his father asked Rabbi Yitzchak the son, Heichi Omar, how did Ula say the Avdolah? So Omalei, so his son Rabbi Yitzchak had to confess and say, Ano lo yavli, shino tati, I didn't go. Aba ano shadrisil Abayim, instead of me going, I sent my friend Abayim, Abayim went to Ula. The Yomalei and Abayim told me, you know how Ula said Avdolah? He said, Hamavdol ben Kodesh Tachol, that's all. That's all he said. So the kids say we know what Ula Shita is. Like Rashi Rashbam says, Hamavdu Bekeresh Lechoyom, Hu Diyama Besuloi. That's all he said. So the Gemara says, Omalei. So the father of Yehuda said back to his son of Yitzchak, Rav Rivenu say Demar, the Saru say Demar. Hey, since you, the Rashi, he was like Koyaslo, he was angry at him. Ashley, Holochu Batsma, how come you yourself didn't go? Like he said, like who you were by Gaivinik? Like how come you yourself didn't go? Is Garmalei Lamar, you were Gurn, you caused it upon yourself? You won't be able to say the halacha from himself. Like you were not able, you did not see Ula. You can't say over yourself to say you saw what Ula did. So it was a bad thing. You say you should have went. I told you to go. You should have went yourself. So Shabbat says the Tresant here. He says, the Rav Yitzchak, that nobody's going to say over this halacha now in the name of Rav Yitzchak. Where people are going to say over now, you know what Ula said, they're going to say, Omar Abaye or Omar Ula. Abaye was the one that told us what Ula said. And they're not going to say over, Rav Yitzchak was the one that told us. Now what's the Nafkamino? The Yarmina, the Gemara in Yavama says, that I call Talmud Chochem, Shaim Rim Dover Shmuel Mipiv, Sifsoysov Dugvais Bekever. Anytime a Talmud Chochem says halacha, and people on this world say over that halacha, it's a schus for that tzaddik, as if that tzaddik now is talking in his kever. So Mel, if you would have been the one to say over the halacha, by the after your nifta, people would still say b'shmoy, they'll mention your name, that Rav Yitzchak was the one that told us over the halacha from Abaye. But now that you did not go, a name of Ula, but now that you did not go, just let Abaye go, Abaye is going to have this chus, not you. Of a kitzah, what did Ula do? How did Ula make Avdolah? So, oh Avdolah, Ula just said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Ha'amavdu v'kodesh l'chol, v'sula yama, nothing else. For the Gemara Kasha, Meis ve'avikasha anula. The klal that kol habrachas kulon, all different type of brachas, usually, forget kol habrachas, usually, usually nus of a bracha is poseach bebaruch. It starts off with baruch to Hashem, v'chaisim behem, and it ends off also with a baruch to Hashem, like an alamichya, like an ashiyotzer. It starts off and ends off. We begin and end off. Yeah, baruch. Chutz mi birchas mitzvus, excluding a birchas mitzvus that we just start off and not end. Baruch to Hashem was all mitzvus tzitzis. We just make a baruch at the beginning and not at the end. Or birchas aperis, a baruch creates also. We just say baruch to Hashem. We don't end off with a baruch. Or bracha smucha lechaverta. But then amol you have one bracha that's right next to the bracha you said before. Therefore, it does not have to start off with a baruch. It just ends off with a baruch. Or bracha achrena shebekriyishma. And the last bracha is of Krishma, bracha Hashem, Gal Yisrael also. We don't start off with a baruch, we just end off with a baruch. So usually every bracha has to start with a baruch and end with a baruch. Only these few cases. Now with these few cases, Sheyesh Me'em Poseach Ben B'baruch V'yein Echaisen Ben B'baruch. Some of them start off with a bracha and don't end off with a baruch. That's like bracha Saperis and bracha Samitzvus. You just start a bracha to Hashem, the baruch creates, and that's all. V'yesh mem, some of them shechosim a baruch, you end off with a baruch. V'yein paisim a baruch, you don't start off with a baruch though. Like a baruch ha-smuch l'chaverta, or else like brichas kriyishma. Like smuch l'chaverta is the whole Shemon Esrei. By Shemon Esrei, the only baruch we start off with is the first baruch. Baruch to Hashem we start off with. But the rest of the baruches we don't start off with a baruch, because each baruch of Shemon Esrei is samach to the first baruch of the baruch before it. V'yesh mem shechosim a baruch, v'yein paisim a baruch. By the bracha, that by benching the last bracha we say, we start off with the baruch and we don't end off with the bracha. But we'll soon see why not. But the question is, all other cases usually on the brachas, you have to start off with the baruch and you have to end off with the baruch. So the question is, a regular havdalah should have like we do. We start off with the baruch and we end off with the baruch. How come Ula only said baruch to Hashem? That was his whole avdolah. Why didn't he start off with the baruch and end off with the baruch? So let's see the Rashbam. Rashbam says, "Birchas hamitzvos kegoyim lesatef patzitzis v'alatilas lulav v'taima shadavlo fishen bem ribu dvarim." Since we don't say too many things in the baruch, it's not so long. So you just start off and that's it. You don't have to end off with a baruch. That's the Rashbam's yisoid. If it's not so many words in the bracha, you don't have to end off with a baruch. O bracha smuch l'chaverta, v'gonais and shoshmon esrei brachas, that we don't start off with a bracha after the first one, because they're next to the first brachas. O bracha achrona shebekriyishma. Why not? Why don't we start off with a baruch there? Af al pi shein bracha acheres l'mal emenu, there's no bracha right before that. Shishchu baba baruch, shrayhifsa kriyishma. The first brachas you have, but you made an interruption though. You said kriyishma now. So after Krishma, why don't we start off with a bracha achreino, with a baruch to Hashem? Why don't we just end off with Gal Yisrael? Afal pikein eino maschel baba baruch. V'chashvin lei bracha smuch lechaverto. Li oisar shlefnei Krishma. Why? Sherei mechubar emes v'yatzev al seifesh of Krishma. That the end of emes v'yatzev is like a continuation from Krishma itself. Who could amin him a brachis? Shetzorach lismach emes v'yatzev achar ani Hashem lokechem. You're not supposed to stop after Ani Hashem Lekechem, but you're supposed to say Emes right away. Kirechiv Hashem Lekechem Emes. Hilka kechode brichosa richta damye. It's considered like one long bracha. So Krishma then is not really a hefsik. It's like one long bracha. That's why you don't have to start off with the baruch at the end of the end of brichas Krishma. Zweiter. Yesh meels trash, there's Rashbam, Shizkan, Shapasel, Ben Mabaruch, Ben Echaisim, Ben Goyen, Brichas, Peiros, and Mitzvahs. Since you started off with a baruch, you don't have to say another baruch. Or birchas atayv yamativ now, the birchas hamozen. Afagav the smucha lechaverta, this is a question really. Even though it's so much to the bracha we just said before, we just said a bracha, b'nei Yushlayim. So how come you have to start off now with another baruch? Why isn't the last bracha of benching considered smucha lechaverta? Shrei hischa v'birchas hamozen. Afal pikein poseach ben baruch. Still, we have to start off with the baruch. Mishum de bracha b'yantfei nafsha. The fourth bracha that we say after Bernie Rishlayim, that's a new bracha by itself. That's only midirabonin. As midiraisa, there's only three brachas to benching. The last fourth bracha we say is only midirabonin.
and Iskin Rabbanim Eretz Takonim Mishum Arugay Beitim, all the people that were killed in Beitim. And later Shenitlu Kfura, they were Zoicha that they found them and they were able to be covered, put them to bury them. So we say Hatoiv Shleis Richo. That's one thing that they.